Parking spaces. Surely each of you came across specially designated spaces for people with disabilities. Such disabled bays, envelopes, can be found next to every block of flats, shops, supermarkets, or in the paid car park. But have you ever wondered who really determines their location and dimensions? What are the requirements for obtaining the required parking card? Or maybe you have parked in a designated area once, and in your thoughts you were asking, how much is the fine for this? You will find answers to these questions and other interesting facts about popular disabled parking bays in this episode of our podcast. But let's start from the beginning. Do parking spaces for the disabled have strictly defined dimensions? Well, yes. If you have seen such places, you know that their widths, in particular, differ significantly. In practice, it looks like this. Usually, a parking space is 2.5 by 5 meters, and the disabled bay is 3.6 by 5 meters. The difference is as little and as much as 1.1 meters. We must remember that some disabled people use wheelchairs that help them move between two destinations on a daily basis. That is why it is so important to create special parking spaces. And what about their number? After all, a given conversion factor had to be specified, which would allow to determine the appropriate number of disabled bays. The number of spaces for people with disabilities depends on the total number of spaces in the car park. It will be no surprise if I say that the larger the parking lot, the more disabled bays. There is a conversion factor which says that, for example, one disabled bay is used for 6 to 15 places. It appears that not only the number of spaces, but also their surface is a very important aspect of building a car park. The most affordable substrate is asphalt or a cement concrete. Why is that, you may ask? Because a smooth and even surface will be created, which is essential for wheelchair users. The regulations also stipulate that a parking space for the disabled must be at a distance of not less than 5 meters from the building's windows. Who can use the designated places is regulated by the disability certificate. Such a decision should contain information about reduced ability to move independently and disability. If you obtain a decision which includes an indication for the issuance of a parking card, you can submit an application to the municipal or district disability adjudication body. What should it include? The submitted documents should include a confirmation of payment for the issuance of a parking card, which is 21 zlotys, proof of payment of the registration fee, and a photo that will be placed on the parking card. In addition, for inspection, you need to present the original document that confirms your disability, a completed application form for a parking card, and possibly an authorization to collect the card if there is a need to collect the card by a third party. At the moment when we receive the card, it would be possible to consider for what period it will be granted. This is regulated by the issued certificate of disability. On this basis, the duration of the blue card is determined, but it will not be granted for more than 5 years. The appearance of such a card is commonly defined and used in European Union countries. On one side, there are card expiry date, its number, and the issuing authority. Below this information, there is a symbol for people with disabilities. The other side page contains the name, surname, photo, and signature. Next to the photo, there is a short description of the rights of the person who owns the card, and there is such information as the correct location of the card, which I will discuss in a moment. If a disabled person wants to use the disabled spaces properly, they must leave a valid parking card in a visible place. It is important that the parking card is not hidden, for example, in an armrest or a glove box. This significantly hinders the work of municipal guards and can cause unnecessary problems. The best choice is to place it behind the windshield of a car that is parked in a disabled bay. The question could arise when the card is placed, which side should be up front in the event of a check. The page with information about the card number and its expiry date should be exposed. However, it is not possible to leave the car in the designated parking space everywhere. It may happen that at the entrance to a block of flats or other residential buildings, there are no specific places, or there are definitely too few of them. Then you can ask the manager of the building for the possibility of creating disabled bays. Perhaps such a request will be met, and it certainly won't hurt to try. But not always a lack of parking spaces for people with disabilities is related to their lack or insufficient number. Well, it happens that people who are not authorized to leave their cars in disabled bays take advantage of the fact that these spaces are often free. And it is impossible to find any free space in the parking lot. In such cases, not only are the people who really need such places disadvantaged, but also very often they have to park far from their place of residence and face additional problems. If the driver is not authorized to park in the disabled bay and decides to leave his car there, he will be punished quite severely. First of all, a fine. The amount specified in the regulations is 500 zlotys. Second, penalty points, as many as 5 can be received. Third, probably the worst for the driver, towing the car to a guarding parking lot. This involves additional costs, as the towing fee is covered by the culprit. Additionally, you can also get a fine for using your parking card without authorization. In the event that the driver is not authorized to use the card and at the same time parks in an unauthorized place, the fine amounts to as much as 800 zlotys and 7 penalty points. As you can see, it is not worth taking places away from people in need just to be closer to home. Moreover, the question arises whether a parent with a baby pram can park in the disabled bay. Many stores are starting to take into account the convenience of parents and are creating additional parking spaces for them. Although they are marked differently, their symbols are easy to confuse. It is also interesting that there are parking cards for institutions. It is intended for places that deal with the care, rehabilitation or education of people with disabilities. These are, for example, social welfare homes, special educational centers, and youth socio-therapy centers, or institutions that provide care and education to students outside their place of permanent residence. An application for a card for a facility vehicle may be submitted by any person authorized to represent such facility. In order to properly prepare for the application, you must have the car registration certificate, application for a parking card, and proof of payment for issuing a parking card. Thanks to such a parking card, it is possible to park in disabled bays when the carers transport their charges with significantly limited mobility. An additional advantage is the possibility of free parking in some cities, and information about such privileges can be found at the city transport department, the city office, or starost office. Particular attention must be paid to opposing the misuse of free parking spaces. How to react when we see a car that is not privileged to park in disabled bays? What should we do? Is it best to report the offense to the police or municipal police? In addition, it is worth documenting the illegal parking in a photograph showing the vehicle registration plate and the lack of a parking card behind the windshield. We can meet people who need our help everywhere. Not always will we be able to meet their expectations. However, let's do our best not to make parking difficult for people with disabilities. If we witness bad parking, we can point it out to the driver. Make him aware of the importance of leaving a free space for people who really need it. However, if we cannot talk face to face, it is worth considering how to report the offense. Perhaps a small note placed under the windshield wipers will lead to a reflection and change the view of parking in disabled bays. Let us support each other and be in solidarity with each other. And now some words to be repeated. Disabled parking bay, disabled bay, koperta, application form, formularz podania, windshield, przednia szyba samochodu, car park, parking lot, parking lot.